After a four-year legal battle, the owner of the Big Moose Mountain Ski Resort in Greenville is being ordered to restore the operation, which was once owned by the state. As Jennifer Mitchell reports, the state is also expected to recoup money for timber harvesting that was done on the property.
When Florida businessman James Confalone acquired the 1,200-acre property, certain deeded restrictions came along with the sale. The state of Maine had operated a ski resort at Big Moose Mountain from 1963 until 1986, selling the property for well under market value with the understanding that investments would be made in the facilities and the property kept open for public use. The state argued that those requirements still applied when Confalone purchased the property from its then-owner in 1995 for $500,000, also below market value, according to the court summary. In a decision dated November 17th, Superior Court Justice William Stokes found that Confalone and his company, Moosehead Mountain Resort, Inc., did not comply with the deeded restrictions when he allowed the facility to fall into disrepair and finally closed to the public in 2010. The state is requesting that Confalone pay an undetermined sum of money into an escrow account managed by the state to fund restoration efforts. Additionally, Stokes agreed that Confalone had illegally harvested timber from the mountain worth more than $136,000. The ski area, which has been highlighted as an economic magnet for the Moosehead Lake region, has been partially open since 2013 after a volunteer group took over maintenance of some of the trails, lodge, and the lower lift. A hearing will be set for a future date to determine how much money is to be paid into an escrow account and what further civil penalties might be assessed for the timber harvesting. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.
And Elliot Teal, attorney for James Confalone and Moosehead Mountain Resort, wrote in an email that he had no comment at this time and points instead to the arguments made by the defendants earlier this year in opposing the state's motion for summary judgment of the case. The defense argued against summary judgment on the grounds that the resort is indeed in better condition than it was when purchased in 1995, and that the deeded restrictions are so ambiguous as to be unenforceable.